Welcome. Let's call this meeting to order for the Cabazon Water District. Where's the date? On Tuesday, September 20th at 6 o'clock p.m. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
And a moment of silence for our servicemen and women.
Roll call. Director Alan Davis.
Here.
Director Kay Teacher.
Here.
Director Diana Morris.
Here.
Director Sarah Workle.
Here.
Michael Pollock, General Manager.
Here.
Okay. Consent calendar, approval of the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of August 16, 2022, the regular board meeting minutes and warrants, and reformation of Resolution 04-2021, declaring the continual virtual meetings due to COVID-19.
I make a motion to approve A, B, and C.
I second it.
All right, so a motion to approve consent calendar items A, B, and C made by Director Davis and second by Director Tincher. Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
And Director Workle?
Aye. Okay, warrants none. Awards of contract none. Update from the Community Action Committee update?
Yeah, there really ain't much update. You know, they're still just up in limbo and wondering what they're doing, and you know,
they're trying to figure out ways to get the community more involved.
Yeah,
we're giving them ideas.
Yeah,
and we may have to change where we have the meetings.
Where are you having
them? A community center, but because none of us are employed by them, they may not be able to, because they were giving me the keys and the code, the alarm code to get in and out, but they're having a meeting with Gina, they have to change that.
Cabazon Water District Operations Report by the General Manager.
All right. So I've been here for about 10 days in operations.
By the way, 10 days, you're doing an amazing job.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I enjoy being here. It's a great organization, and Evelyn's been very helpful with me transitioning and learning about the budget, and the guys out in the field, you know, they're self-starters, so everything's going smooth. So what I did is currently review the district's needs and prioritizing the projects, and with being mindful of the annual budget to maintain and improve system operations, improve the appearance of the plant sites, and so on. So I've completed annual maintenance forms for 2002 and 2003 of all the district assets to complete tank inspections, monthly tank inspections, well level soundings, chemical equipment, gate valve operating, hydrant maintenance, air vac maintenance, all unscheduled maintenance that will help extend the life of the assets. And I ordered a few items such as fire hydrant caps, safety yellow enamel paint to improve the appearance of the plant site, the air vacs and hydrants and ballards, and of course all the orifices for the hydrants should be capped, so people won't put items in there, so when the fire department hooks their hoses up to there, it won't disrupt their pumping devices. That was one of my priorities. And of course, we also started weed abatement at all the plant sites, air vacs, and hydrants. Like I said, we just got the caps and paints in today. And three of our five plant sites are 75% complete on the weed abatement. And we also made an arrangement with Zenner Meters to purchase 30 meters per month at $49.95 each for the next 10 months, which would keep us under the budget amount of $20,000. So, other than that, that's my initial observation. Like I said, I've only been here a few days, but we'll get things moving in the right direction.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to new business. Number one is discussion action, approval of County of Riverside ARPA agreement.
Yeah, Ward, are you on the line?
I am.
services. So we're on that item now.
Is there any discussion or questions about what this agenda item is?
I'll give a quick run through. This was the agreement. We brought it to the board a couple of months ago, but the changes that were like tentative at the time, the county rejected all of them. So I have Ward on the line to kind of give his recommendation about the agreement after that. So Ward, you could.
Ward, floor's all yours.
I don't really have anything to add. This is an agreement to get some grant funds to do some projects for the district. And basically, the county is acting as a pass-through. So we wanted to try to make the contract a little bit more favorable in the district's favor, and they rejected that. But we're still fine with the way the contract is and moving forward.
What were the line items that we did try to change?
Well, we tried to change some of the indemnity issues, and our people who looked at this said that for example, we didn't feel like the prevailing wage under the Davis-Bacon Act compliance that they were requiring. We didn't feel that applied to this grant agreement from the federal government, but nevertheless, the county was requiring it, and they wouldn't give it up. So it was either that or not get the grant funds, so we felt like it was more important to get the grant funds.
But as it's written right now, you're okay with it?
Yes, we are.
And that was the prevailing wage was the only sticking point?
Yeah, and I wouldn't really call it a sticking point, more like a wish list.
Okay.
You guys have any questions?
I don't.
Do we have a motion?
Do we need a motion?
Yes, it's an action.
Yeah, definitely.
I make a motion we approve County Riverside A RPA agreement. Projects include Broadway Main, Cluster Gate Valve, and recoding of multiple tanks.
Second that. So, motion to approve the County Riverside ARPA agreement made by Director Davis and seconded by Director Morris. Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
And Director Wardle?
Aye. Okay, moving on to our next discussion action is...
Thanks, Ward.
Thank you, Ward.
Thank you very much. I'll sign off.
Have a wonderful evening.
Okay, next is the interview. Select community members for the open board position. So as I have it written here, I'm just going to go in that order. First up, I have Ms. Kathy Brock. If you'd like to come up. And does everybody have her copy of her
yes.
application?
Yes,
it's
in the front here.
I'll start off. Tell us about yourself, Tess.
I lived in Cabazon for over 20 years. I was a stay-at-home mom, but my kids are grown now. Have 7 grandkids. I'm on the MAC for our area. I don't know, it's not very exciting. I'm a pet mom. I have lots of pets. Not as many as Diana, but I have. I enjoy doing what I can for our community. That's one of the reasons why I had joined the MAC and why I was interested in here is just doing the best for our community. And not a lot of people care about our community. There's lots of complaints about our community, but the people that love it, we want to do the best by it, so.
No, I know she
is. Any questions?
No.
What is your main goal for joining the water board? What would you like to see?
Just the best for Cabazon. What's fair, what's good, good quality, just all around. I mean, that's always been our thing. I mean, we've done lots of things to try to help Cabazon, food giveaways and dog food giveaways as of late, just taking care of gifts for at Christmas time, things like that, but doing the most where we can just to make sure people have the best here, because not everybody in our community can afford a lot, and they don't even expect to get good quality of anything, so just good quality, the best we can for Cabazon.
Have you ever been an elected official before on any kind of board seats or anything?
Well, she's on Mac.
How long have you been on a Mac?
I've been an alternate for going on the second year. I think it's the second year.
I believe you were attending the meetings for like 5 years before that.
Yeah.
I guess I get to throw some curveballs in here. So how do you handle working with people with different opinions or like conflict if people with disagreements?
I'm fine. Everybody's entitled to their opinions or things. I mean, and I know when people are real passionate about their opinions that there's not a lot changing it. But you don't have to be ugly about it. I mean, when I worked, I was customer service, always somehow got appointed to customer service and dealt with it a lot. Right now I run the Cabazon Whitewater information page, and there's always some kind of conflict going on there. It's one of those things. Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like us to take into consideration?
Do you live at Esperanza?
Yes.
Where at? On the east side?
Yes.
We're all
on the east side.
Yeah.
They are, huh?
Yeah.
That's the first time, I think.
The east side, right?
Yeah.
The far east.
Yeah.
Do you
let Michael ask any questions?
Yeah, I asked before. Is it just a board decision, and basically just the board votes on it? But based on your experience here in the Cabazon, what would you like to see the water district do?
The only thing that I have any kind of, questions about or concerns about is that on our, because we live on the very far side of Elm on Esperanza, is that every time there's a problem with one of our fire hydrants, it gets taken out. And I know the last time that there was a huge fire down that way, the fire department actually had trouble because Morongo was the first one that responded and they had trouble finding some place to hook up with water.
That way, pretty much everywhere down there.
Yeah. But like the one that was just a few feet away from our house, luckily our house insurance had come out and done an inspection and saw the fire hydrant there. But that one just recently, a couple of weeks ago, had issues, and then now it's gone. It was taken out because it was broken. I guess somebody did something to it. We woke up in the morning and water was going everywhere. Our yard was flooded. But so now that one's gone. I was just like, the insurance when they came out, you know, saw it was there, but yeah, because there's nothing.
Yeah, there's been a lot of utility theft, and so there's been vandalism, and one of the things we're going to start doing is hydrant maintenance, so we'll address what's needed and what's missing.
So what we do is just cap that one? Does anybody know?
It's gone. I guess so. They totally took it out. They dug up and did something. They were there most of the day.
Everything?
Yeah, it's all gone.
It was flooding the area.
Yeah, my yard was swamped.
It was a point. It was probably probably a 4-inch standpipe. So
oh, what it is. It's
okay.
90 with the 4-inch pipe
yeah.
with a wharf head on top.
Yep.
So. I believe it was the day after our last meeting that happened.
Yeah.
So we're going to do our best. Unfortunately, there's lead time on getting materials. So large materials, whatever is needed, we're going to, you know, we're going to do hydrant maintenance and we'll do inventory what's needed. But, you know, there's just supply chain issues right now. So
most of the fire departments won't even use those wharf heads. They'll find an actual hydrant.
Yeah, they need an actual hydrant.
That's probably why it was taken out. Thank you.
Yeah, nobody has any
other.
And then next would be Curtis Bittner, or Kurt Bittner.
Sorry. Can we start with, if you don't mind calling me Kurt, I don't like Curtis.
Okay, hey, Curtis.
Yeah. There you go, that's my guy right there. No. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
He used to be on the board here, too.
It was before
yeah,
Alan.
I remember him as a volunteer for the food drives.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, quite a few of them.
When I had my children's charity, you used to volunteer as well, correct?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I volunteered quite a bit. In fact, we still volunteer at a far place, Oak Valley Church. Okay.
Same kind of question, tell us about yourself.
Well, and I put most of it in the application. I don't have an application. I wasn't really prepared to do this, but I guess let's see what happens.
You like this one?
I have a professional.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, thank you. I don't need this, but it's a security blanket. I'm an engineer, mechanical engineer. That I tend not to start off with that, but since it's in the application, it insinuates that I am. I do have a 4-year degree. I was in a real serious accident. I'm brain injured, so talking about an interview, is this the right way to go or not? It's been many years. Yeah. Thanks, Ian. It's been many years since the accident, so I'm still jumbling things around, seeing what's important to let you know. I was brought up on a farm back in Indiana. That's where my roots were. I'm a farm boy. Came out here after graduation, worked at Hughes Aircraft along the ocean, and then GM bought us out, and then I worked for Raytheon. Problem solving, that's really all we did, you know. I mean, that's what engineers do. That's what we go to school for, become problem solvers. I would rather for you to ask me what you want to know about me.
What are you looking for to be on the board? What's your goal?
My goal is to support the community. I want to see Cabazon grow. We have grown quite a bit. My property value has tripled. I want to see us grow as a community. If the community grows, if people grow, then everything flourishes. And then our work will become easier, and
tell us about the last time you were on the board. How was it? This board has gone through ups and downs.
We've always been strong. Carrie, I worked with Carrie. I worked before Joe Tobias, and what I would like to see is, and of course, if I push too much, then you just have to not hire me. But people have complaints, and at least back then, we weren't addressing the complaints. We weren't answering the complaints. We didn't have solutions for those complaints. It's like the Congress now, you know, they talk about stuff that happens. I would like to see more documentation, more a strategy on finding a solution, pragmatically, you know, for us to be pragmatic, list of problems, try to put it in words. If you can put it in words, you understand the problem better, right? And then have a strategic way of solving the problem. And, okay. I mean, I just touch...
That starts with the community coming to the...
Yeah, and communication. I realize you asked
there's
before, but...
There's a lot of people that do it on Facebook.
Yeah. And social media is really powerful. It is powerful. It's really helped me out. I don't spend much time on Facebook, but... communication is so important. There's a lot of people out there, and we need to. That's the wrong words to start off with, but we can be a catalyst to communication. We can get more communication out there if we give them reason to communicate, and we have to offer something first to them, and then that offer, we gave them a lower price. That's good, and then we hear complaints. We will hear complaints from people coming in here once in a while, and again, it goes back to the other thing. We have a problem. We have a strategic way of solving the problem, and if they see that, they become more interactive. And if you have them, engage in that communication, in that solving a solution strategy, then they will feel more part of the community, and that's what I want to do is get us strong, and I see that being strong.
I'm kind of just going to ask the same questions. How do you deal with trying to get people on your side or deal with people who are disagreeing with you?
Well, everyone's got a point, right? Everyone's got their point they want to get across, and which is the lead into what they're thinking, the logic. I like to address people's logic. You know, there's a reasoning, you know, rationale. There's a reason why they think the way they do. And I think it really pays off to just listen and try to understand where their rationale is, and that how would you like, what would be a good solution for you? What would you like to hear? And of course, then we can back up and come up with a good solution. At least there'll be more communication then, and then that's what it's all about, you know.
So how do you think the district's been running? I mean, you were on the board, so...
I was on a board.
So you know the feel of what it is to be on the board and
yeah.
How the community is going. How do you think the community is going now since
well,
you've been off the board?
Well,
or just currently, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think it's great. I mean, you're communicating with the community. You're putting out information that we can use, that we can look at and say, oh, yeah, you know, that's the Cabazon Water District. They're letting us know what... where our money goes, you know, and that's good, you know. The prices, of course, will help us engage or disengage, and we have reason to engage because you gave us a light at the end of the tunnel, you know. There is hope.
Any questions? Do you have any questions?
I have one. So during your years of serving the public, what's the biggest accomplishment you're most proud of?
Well, Diane kind of pointed at it. Serving the community outside of the water district. I don't have a good story for you on the water district. I do have very, I feel good about helping out the community, other ways, churches, and such, and we have a new church now, and oh, it's a massive, and we'll always be growing on that. We bought a big warehouse, we moved our big church, that big church going going 20 miles that way on the freeway 10, going west, and it's on the right side. We used to have that big church. We used to rent that out. Now we own our own church. It's in Kalamazoo. I feel good about that. I wished I had some. I'm sure I did more good than what I'm alluding to. I'll let that go.
Any other questions? Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, Sarah. Thank you. Okay, bye now.
So this is a discussion action. Any discussions or any motions?
We can discuss with everybody here.
Yeah. That's how you guys did it for me. Yeah.
Right. That's why I said we get put on the spot. Yeah. And that's it. You have to be able to do it.
That was just appointment. You just applied and that was it?
Yeah. You didn't even apply.
I did. I had to come in and get interviewed by everybody.
Yeah,
you were
sort of
here for that. Yeah.
I half-ass applied or half applied.
Well, any thoughts?
I want to thank everybody for coming in and taking the time to do it. I didn't know we were doing it so soon, actually.
If not, we'll probably have to have a special meeting.
Yeah, if we table it and need to come to a decision, then we'll have to have a special meeting before October 15th.
October 15th, yeah. So if you don't make a decision today, then a special meeting will have to be before October 15th.
Otherwise, decision. I forgot.
Huh?
I've made my decision.
Are we writing this down, or are we just saying
it? I wrote mine down for Sarah, just in case.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We ran it. This isn't closed. I guess we could.
Well, I just don't want to make anybody feel bad.
No, I want to.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. I want to thank both candidates because I don't know you, either of you personally, but I do know that both of your names and how you guys have helped the community.
And I do know both of you personally, and I do know that you both helped. And you know, I appreciate both of you, and we'd love to have both of you, but we can't. We can only have one. So I have to see what would be the best fit for this board.
I would just say table it and then finish the discussion.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. But it costs the community more money, so I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Do we have a motion, or do we want to have a motion to table it?
Give that to Sarah. She's in charge.
Close vote. I'm sorry. I tried to vote up on my Roberts rules, my Rosenthal's rules.
I don't know how this works either, because the only time I've been part of this was you, and there was only one candidate. So it was like, there was no.
it was a tough decision. I don't either, but I do have a decision.
Me as well.
Somebody make a motion.
Okay, I make a motion that we nominate Happy Brock for board member.
I second it.
So, motion to appoint Kathy Brock as a director, made by Director Moore, second by Director Tincher. Director Davis?
No.
Director Tincher?
Yes.
Director Morris?
Yes.
Director Wargo?
So do we need a supermajority or three? This is, do we have four? Three should do it. That's majority.
Fine.
Okay. Congratulations, Kathy. We need to get squared in, and you get to come join us tonight.
And I want to thank you, everyone.
You're welcome, Kurt. Thank you.
Thank you, Kurt.
So, did you want me to read it first and then you read it after, or do you want to just read the whole thing?
Whatever.
And you also put your right hand up.
For the Office of Cabazon Water District, State of California, County of Riverside, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California. That I will take the obligation freely without any mental reservations or purpose of evasion. And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
They're going down there.
Do you want me to put my PO box too, or just where?
Yeah, just in case. Okay. Thank you.
Do we have an extra copy?
Yeah.
The next discussion, which is the reorganization of the Cabazon Water District Board of Directors. I believe we go through this position by position. So
I will take Vice Chair Sarah Wardle as chair.
Anybody want to smile for the
press? That was easy.
Anybody want to smile for the press?
Do you accept this, Sarah?
I guess I have to now. I'm on three here. So.
Okay, on three.
Make sure you get our new GM in there.
Okay, now we got you all in. On three. One, two, three. And I take one more. One, two, three. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Who was the one who made the motion?
Yeah. I did.
Okay. I didn't second it.
So motion to appoint Sarah Wargo as board chair, made by Director Tincture and seconded by Director Morris.
Ah, you're all
So Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Yes.
Director Tincture?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye.
Me and Alan were fighting over who was going to nominate her, and he jumped in.
I knew what you were going to do.
The next position up is board vice chair.
I will nominate Alan Davis.
I'll second it. Okay.
Motion to appoint Alan Davis as vice board chair, made by Director Morris, seconded by Director Tincture. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Tincture?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye. Okay. Now next up is the fun part, and this is for the different subcommittees that we do have. So I'm going to read off all the subcommittees, so before we decide who's going to go on what. So we have first the Finance and Audit Committee, we have the Personnel Committee, we have the Community Water Systems Alliance Committee, the San Gregorio Pass Regional Water Alliance Committee, the Special Projects Committee, and the Community Action Committee. Each of these are going to have two members on the board. First up is Finance.
Well, real quick, since Taffy is new, on these, some of these committees, where we attend the meetings. Not both of us have to attend the meetings. It's not, you don't have to attend it every single month. We just need to communicate.
Some of them are, some of them you do, but some of them you don't. Some of them are
recurring. We just need to communicate and make sure if only one of us is to be there, that one of us is there.
Let's start at the top and then we'll kind of work our way down through the different committees and we can talk about them. So first up is Finance and Audit Committee. First up is Finance and Audit Committee. Currently, that's Director Tincher and myself. I would like to keep that the same.
I would like to keep it the same.
Yeah.
So for Finance and Audit,
I nominate it stays the same.
Before, there was like an alternate. I don't know if you want to put that on there too.
I have an alternate. I'd say
sure.
Diana over here.
Yeah, she knows how to add.
Okay. Need a pen?
She swallowed hers. Isn't that it, Roxanne?
No, that's the blue thing. Thank you. Okay. Next up is the Personnel Committee. This will be the committee that goes over the general manager's annual review. That was Rob and Terry.
I don't mind staying on it. We just need a second.
I kind of would like to be on the Personnel Committee.
I nominate Kathy.
You want to be on it?
Sure.
We'll get you on something else, too.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of them coming up.
She's not. Well, we have a new general manager, so it'd be okay. If we still had the other general manager, it'd be a little bit different because she wouldn't have been here prior.
An alternate? I'll be the alternate for that one. Okay, then we have community.
Is one person here? Oh, there you
are. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
Next up, we have the Community Water System Alliance Committee. This is the one where you guys go to the CWSA committee meetings. This is one that you and Alan are on right now?
Alan, solely as
Alan, the Community Water System Alliance Committee?
Yeah.
You still like doing that?
Uh-huh.
I nominate Alan.
Do we need an alternate for that? Well, it's two board members.
Yeah.
So somebody else should be going to those. And how often are the meetings?
Every 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
And where?
Yeah, I was on that committee. I've never had to go because Alan's always gone. I just do the other one.
So oh, this is the Alliance.
Yeah, yes. This one's the Alliance.
No, the Alliance is underneath. Next one.
No.
No, this is Community Water System.
Oh, this is the Water System. Okay, that's Sangrenio Alliance.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do this Alliance, the Sangrenio Water Alliance.
Which one is this? Sorry.
And then we also have the Collaborative Agencies Meeting.
CWSA. I'll do that. Yeah.
That's, we need to put that on there as well, Collaborative Agencies Meeting.
And who?
That's the one that me and you do.
No, where's ours at the bottom?
You know how you attend the Community
yeah.
Water System Alliance meetings? I attend.
That's the San Gregorio Pass one, ain't it?
No. That's
Community Water System Alliance?
The one that you go to in Beaumont?
Uh-huh.
Is the one we're discussing right now, the Community Water System Alliance Committee. And then the San Gregorio Pass Water Agencies is the one that we've been doing over Zoom that's usually held in Banning.
Oh, okay. So the Community Water System is the one I go to. Already.
Yeah. And then the collaborative agencies meeting is the one that was just taken over by the Beaumont High School.
What was?
Yeah. And we'll get to that one. Let's
okay.
focus on
I was
one
trying
of
to explain to him which
yeah.
meeting is which.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I understand that.
Okay, so, I mean, do you guys want to keep that one the same?
Alan, you're okay attending that
alternate?
One?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And Diana?
And who?
Diana. Okay. Next up, we have San Gregorio Pass Water, Pass Regional Water Alliance.
That only requires one person.
Right.
Diana.
Well, it requires two,
well,
but
it requires
at least requires
two.
One member
two
of that ad hoc to attend. So, Diana, you want to be the main one on that?
Kathy, would you like to back me up on that one if I can?
There you go.
Okay.
That's in Banning, huh?
Yes.
I will say the
The next one, special projects.
We don't have one of those open right now.
I don't think we really have anything that consists of.
It was just on there from the previous time, so I kept it on there, but I don't know if you want to keep it on.
We should assign somebody that
yes.
We don't have to have a special meeting to assign somebody if something comes
yes.
up.
Yeah.
I'd like to take a seat on that one.
I could too.
We'll make you an alternate.
Yeah. Okay. Make me an alternate.
Sarah, Terry, and Alan's the alternate. Okay. And the next step is the Community Action Committee.
Uh-huh.
That's your guys' group.
Yes. That's the one that me and Alan attend.
I want to still do it.
Still do that one? Taffy, did any of these sound like something you want to jump into, or you have no idea what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just like, okay, whatever you think.
You can find out real quick the first day.
Can we have an alternate on that one, please? Because there's been a few meetings.
Yeah, why don't you be the alternate?
On that one, yeah.
So the same with Taffy as
an alternate, yes. I don't know how to spell my own name.
Okay.
You know who you're talking about.
Okay, and what is the collaborative agencies meeting? What is this one?
That is the collaborative agencies meeting that they started up about 2.5 years ago, and it's all the agencies in the area get together and do their updates. It has the library, the hospital, the schools, the parks and rec, everything.
How often do they meet?
Once every 2 to 3 months, I don't remember.
How come I don't have that one?
Yeah, I don't have that one.
We barely voted it in the last time we did this. And I don't think we got it.
Okay. Have
so
you been
attending?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's been your alternate?
Yeah, but that's one of the ones that I attend.
Do what?
Okay. You're the alternate.
Okay, for what?
Can two people go to that?
Volunteer.
I'm back in the service.
Do you want to
do
it? Okay.
How you volunteer?
If you don't want to do that one, Sarah would like to do it.
Yeah, can I do that one with her? If it's only one.
Oh, now we're
going to
fight over.
Feedback.
You take it, Sarah.
When are the meetings? Are they during the day or are they at night?
They're in the evening time. We actually have one coming up on the 12th. No. My light. That's the. We just had ours. I'll have to let you know when I have it again.
Yeah, if it's only every 2 months and it's in the evenings, I can go to that. Okay. Is there any public... Do we have the public comment cards upstairs?
Not yet.
Yeah, if anybody else wants to speak during public comments, just sign in up there.
Well, they just have to sign in. I already told her about the cards.
Yeah, I'll do the cards next time.
They should be able to talk about any action item that they want to talk about. Right. Does anybody have in the public a specific action item they want to talk about? Or talk to, or just a general public comment?
General.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't have an action item on it.
Yeah. No, but they can.
Could I just recap all those things to make sure I have
it?
So, board chair, Sarah Wargle, vice board chair, Alan Davis. Finance and audit is Wargle and Tincher with Morris as an alternate.
Personnel committee is Tincher and Brock with
Wargle as an alternate. Community Water Systems Alliance is Davis and Morris. San Gregorio Pass Regional Water Alliance Committee is Morris and Brock. Special Projects Committee is Wargle and Tincher with Davis as an alternate. Community Action Committee is Davis and Morris with Brock as an alternate. And the Collaborative Agency is Morris and Wargo with Davis as an alternate.
Sounds good.
Sounds right.
I'm always a meeting.
Okay.
That one's every 2 months.
Moving on to discussion action item number 4. I actually want to take a point of privilege to give our new board member time to read over this. Before she makes a decision on anything, she can read it. So let's take a point of privilege and come back in 5 minutes. Yeah, so come back at 6:50. So it's item number 4.
In your fourth tab.
You need to use the rest.
6:44, we're going to take a quick break.
I'm trying to get out my record time here, right?
I have to get up at 2 to go to work tomorrow.
You want to?
That's a fun one. Yeah. Okay. I have a maximum six meetings a month, huh?
Yeah, six. Well, you can, but you don't get paid for it. Okay. So next
paper one.
Next discussion action item.
Paper.
You didn't announce that we're back in our meeting. We're back in meeting. Do we need to record again? Or did you already record? Okay. Coming back from point of privilege at 6:53. Next action item up in new business is the closed trust account and reopen a new one due to fraudulent activity.
Yeah, so there was, the accountants brought up that there was a lot of electronic withdrawals on the trust account, and we don't make any withdrawals on that account because it's for new customer deposits, and then we sometimes will write a check from it. So that was in July. There was just 4 charges, so we disputed them with the bank. We got reimbursed and nothing. And then in August, there was 43 different electronic withdrawals, and it came out to over $3,000 worth of money that were all, we looked at all of them, and none of them was anything that we've had anything to do with. So I contacted Chase Bank again. They're going to reimburse us the money, but they did recommend that we close that account and reopen a new one.
Can we have a report on that also?
A
police report?
We didn't.
The press charges on them?
We get hacked or something, or what?
I'm not sure how it happened. I think I called one of the businesses, Klarna, and I think they said that all you need is the bank account and the routing number to set up the account. I don't know if they needed something else to do it too, but there wasn't really anything they could do.
It's really hard to track that stuff.
Yeah, Chase should be able to know who the account is going to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to Spectrum, so there's an address.
For Spectrum, I think there was only one charge, but yeah, there should be.
Yeah. And Credit One Bank? That's someone's credit card payment.
So, I make a motion to open a new account.
I will second that.
Close that one and open?
Yes.
So, motion to close the trust account and reopen a new one made by Director Tincher and second by Director Morris.
And I would like to see if we can talk to Chase and see if there's anything further we can do to try and investigate to find out who's doing this.
For the vote, Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Moore?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye.
One other thing I'll say, I know it's already passed, but we are able to do, through our online account, we're able to like block any online transactions, so that's what we'll do with the new account. We did it with this one once we found out we were able to do that, and then we'll do it with the new account as well, because we only use it for physical deposits and check payments, so we won't need any online transactions.
Thank you. Moving on to old business, nationwide plan amendment and eligibility requirements.
So this one has been on the agenda for a couple months, and it kind of keeps getting pushed off because we don't have enough information. But it's because the current retirement plan with Nationwide, it automatically, anybody with the title of admin assistant or general manager is automatically eligible to be in the plan. Our legal had recommended that we see if it could be upon board approval that they're eligible for the plan. I found out we're not actually able to do that because it could be seen as discriminatory. We can do like after a certain period of time that they've worked here, then they're eligible. I don't know if you want to look into changing that or just leave it as it is. I don't know if that makes sense, but if you need any clarity,
let me know. So they're saying that you can't have it just be the GM and the admin assistant?
Right now, that's what it is. If they have that title, they're automatically like enrolled in the
plan. We can't make it a board approval.
Don't have them be in the plan yet. Let the board approve it. You can't do that because you could be discriminated against that.
Well, we could give like a 90-day or 6 months or
right.
1 year you've been working here.
Any discussion?
I think it's fine the way it is.
think it would be good if we had like a 90-day.
And if legal's recommending something.
That's the way most businesses do when you get a when you get hired or whatever. It's there's usually a
90-day wait period.
Alan?
They have a, you know, certain amount of time, 90 days, for example, you know. I don't see no problem with that.
Yeah, right now how it is, it's right when you're hired, you're eligible. But if you wanted to change it to, like, 90 days was just an example, but if you wanted to do, like, 90 days or however many days, you could do that.
Is this for the retirement plan?
Yeah.
Is that a motion?
For how long?
Whoever makes the motion.
Make a motion when you do it for 60 days.
Second. Okay. Do we have another motion?
I make a motion that we do it at 90 days.
I second it.
A motion to amend the nationwide plan eligibility to 90 days. 90 days. Made by
90
Director.
90 calendar days.
Made by Director Morris and second by Director Davis. Director Brock.
Aye.
Director Davis.
Aye.
Director Tincher.
Aye.
Director Morris.
Aye.
And Director Warbo.
Aye. Okay. Next up, we move into public comments.
I saw you sign in.
I know.
So for public comment, I do say that everybody has 3 minutes to talk, and that's we can't take anything under advisement. We can't make any comments. There's no actions taken from public comment.
My name is Victoria Burke. I live on the east side of Cabazon as well. Right behind Terry. I'm also familiar with a couple of you. I'm here to raise a couple issues that have to do with the current water rates and the tiered policy that we have into effect. I personally have a property that is 600 square feet. I do not have a dishwasher. I do not have a washing machine. I do not have any plants growing, which I'm pretty sure I have a neighbor on the board that could tell you my yard is dirt and dry. Didn't have a pool. I've let everything die back because every late June to July to the month of October, my bill goes from in between $45 to $96 to $300 to $450. We are not showering more. If anything, we are showering less because it's hot and don't touch me. I'm not sure where it's at. My landlord is actually seated behind me in the leopard tub. She has multiple properties out here. We are not the only ones affected. I am formally requesting, as I had a shutoff notice today, despite the fact that I paid $400 last month, I have a shutoff notice for today that the lady at the front desk kindly stopped for me. But she said if I could request and it could be brought to attention, I would like my meter audited, checked at the street. I also have on camera the gentleman who reads our meters does not get out and check the meters. I have a Ring camera. I can record it, and I record every time he comes around and checks my meters. We do not have a smart meter. I've checked. If we had a smart meter, he could just drive by, and it would be shot to the machine directly. He does not get out of the vehicle and does not lift the lid to my water meter and read the numbers. And I know I'm not the only property because my Ring camera catches my neighbor's water meter, too, for a reason. So there's a couple issues in there. Like I said, I can keep it to 3 minutes. Not blaming anybody here, but it is brought to attention because it's not a smart meter. I want it read. There's no way I'm using that. First of all, we all work in my household or go to school. And then I go to school and work, and we're hardly ever all there. I mean, my house is very quiet and empty, and he never complains about me. So, I mean, there's something wrong. I don't have any theft. I don't have any leaks. I've had multiple plumbers come out. My landlord is very kind and has actually boosted part of my bill because they also believe I'm not at fault. So I formally want my meter, like, audited. I don't know if I need it replaced. I don't want a smart meter. Maybe I need one. I'm not sure. but I also don't want to be shut off, because if I'm paying, I have 5 years worth of bills here, and I can kind of show you that it's pretty much late June to July through October, whether I've had a pool and a garden or nothing but a dry litter box, which is what I have now. So I have no reason to have a $400 bill right now. Again, we don't even take baths anymore.
So you want your meter read?
I want my meter audited.
Yeah, it's the same thing. You know,
and I want the street checked for leaks. I want my meter checked for leaks. I want any pipes that they installed from the meter to my property also checked for leaks, because the leaks are not coming within the piping within my house.
Nothing on your side of the meter?
No. And I don't think it's just me. There's Bobby Schmidt, who you all know. His was $600 last month. So there's a ton of people that have the same issue. I don't know why I'm the only one here. Maybe because I'm not the only one losing my marbles everywhere and being respectful. I don't know. But it's a very common issue. It's going to be your number one complaint if you go to the Cabazon community page.
I do that a lot, you know, I'm not reading the meters.
Well, I have him on camera, and I'm happy to show you photos of my yard that are with me, and I also have the Ring video of him not checking
it. In his truck, you know?
White truck.
What happened to the little car we bought for a meter reading?
That'll be something we'll have to bring that up.
But again, I can provide pictures of my property that show dry as a bone. My landlord can provide plumber visits auditing the property, and I can also provide you with Ring video showing that he doesn't get out at my property or the one next door. I think it captures the one across the street as well.
Sounds like your job, how much?
I'm very pleasant and very nice. I'm trying to do this with the most...
There's no water. I drive down the street every day. There's no water in the street.
Where do you live on Peach?
I live right behind Terry on Peach.
Yeah, she lives like halfway down on my side.
I have one of the cleaner properties on Peach. Right now. Wasn't before.
I'm on Eucalyptus, I think.
I'm on Peach right in the center. I'm next to the one that is like a burnt out shack of nothingness that someone's rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a hot mess. Mine's a small 650 square foot single wide on a double lot. And it's nothing but dirt. I have a tree.
Okay, well, I'd love to, I would say, to go talk to the
police. You guys aren't allowed to comment. I'm just putting this. I'm stopping you from yourself. I'm just putting this out there because she said that would help to ensure me from being disconnected, because I want like more investigation into why I have 5 months of ridiculous.
I was directed to go to the front office and
they directed me here.
Get on the agenda.
You're welcome.
No, absolutely.
Thanks for coming in.
Yes, that's
it.
That's why more people aren't coming in. They're not
going to. Well, that's my landlord. I put her on the list to speak as well.
And I've heard from all the
members. That's the day operation.
Yeah, but I'm just suggesting that we do that.
We can't make any action because right now it's just public comment.
So it is like a repetitive thing. You have to actually put your name on.
I did. We have to wait. We have to go by the book.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, so next up is, I don't know if I'm
saying. Yanelli.
Yanelli?
Me, I'm the landlord. I don't think I have much more. I have to go there.
Okay. Yeah, please. Yeah, because we can't. With
it'd
the
be
air.
Here to hear you from
So I'm here with Victoria, the landlord, and I don't really have much to say. She said everything, but if we could just have her meter checked, that's pretty much it. And I also live in Kevlon, and I have grass, and I water 2 times a day, and sometimes we forget to turn it off, and our bill is nowhere near hers. That's about it. Yeah.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. We appreciate you coming in.
Sounds like the numbers are getting mixed up if they're not reading the meter.
You're so sweet. Even my landlord.
Next up we have Mr. Victor Diaz from CAC.
Hello, everyone. Good evening.
congratulations. A very warm welcoming to our town, new GM.
Thank you.
And Sarah, congratulations on your position today.
No choice.
My name is Victor Diaz. I am a property owner here, business owner, and a member of the CAC, our Community Action Committee. And today we are here to basically introduce ourselves and provide a little bit of progress and the status since and where our current Community Action Committee stands as today. The CAC was established back in April, somewhere around there. And I believe that we have achieved a pretty good progress since then. So far, we represent a group of property owners that are located in Olive and Bonita all the way to Elm. And our intention for that track map area, it's really simple. I was just listening to what Taffy was sharing with us here, and we have one common goal, all of us here, and it's open for growth, right? We all are open for growth in this town, and this is who we are. This is what we represent, and this is how we want to contribute, help fighting the housing crisis, but at the same time bring growth in a local town. As you're familiar with the area already, there is an area with 792 residential lots on Bonita, and our main goal is water transmission lines for 792 property owners. And this is who we are. We are trying to develop a solution, identify a solution, come up with a solution in collaboration with this water district. And I want to thank you and Mr. Allen for your collaboration in our CAC. You guys have been, helping us a lot by your presence and your point of view and how we deal with the CAC itself. So I really want to thank you both for being part of us. And basically, this is it. We wanted to come and introduce ourselves and get to know you. And I'm happy that, we have our new, director as well. So if you guys have any questions for us, or if you guys want to know a little bit more details about our movement, we are open for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Victor.
Thanks, Victor.
Thank you.
Okay, and next up.
I just purchased a property. Hi, my name is Corinne Terrace, and I hurt my back. I lifted some 16-inch pavers. Mm. Shouldn't have done it. Too old for that. Anyways, I'm part of the advisory committee, CAC, and I just purchased a lot on next four lots over from her.
Peach.
On Peach. She's 5217 Peach. I'm 5238. So I'm hearing that from all the neighbors, that their water bill fluctuates between June and August, and she hit the magic number, $400. I've talked to all the neighbors, and so there's something screwy going on there. So if you can look into it, that's all I have to say, because I'm going to apply for a water meter here soon. And believe me, I'm not going to stand for this. I'll get an attorney.
The van.
Okay. Yeah. On the right hand side. I'm the one that's cleaning up. Well, they keep dumping furniture and everything after I clean it. Four times this happened already. I've filled up 52 mil contractor bags, 50 gallons of trash, and it's still. I'm frustrated. So I'll be one of the first people to fill up the dumpsters on October 29th. So. Anyways, I'm glad that you're here, and hopefully you'll have some solutions. I did, at our meeting, Dan and us, I My neighbor is a contractor. I live in Thousand Palms in the preserve. But I just want a place to come for 4 months out of the summer because it's 120 degrees out there.
Mm-hmm.
So here it's 20 degrees cooler. And that's why I purchased the lot, just to have. And I also own a lot on the, Victor described, the flood zone area on Bonita and Ben Avenue. So that's why I'm part of that. Okay. So anyways, that's all I have to say. I just hope there's some resolution to this. Because I've interviewed all the neighbors, and they're all saying the same thing. So, and she's not crazy.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Carrie might just agree
with you. Okay. If there's no more public comments, we can move forward to general manager or board comments. I just want to say welcome to the board.
I would also like to say welcome to the board. And thank you for agreeing to support. I would also like to say thank you. You're a breath of fresh air, and we appreciate you, and you're doing an amazing job.
And thank you for the opportunity.
Okay. Next up is future agenda items. Suggested agenda items from the public. Can we add that?
Yes.
Okay.
Because we'll be able to discuss it.
Yes, and then we can talk back.
I'm able to be here. It's just that it'll be next month. Next month, the same.
Suggested agenda items from management?
None at the time.
Suggested agenda items from board members?
I have nothing.
You do. Am I allowed to make them or no? Am I not allowed to make them?
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would like to put up the, I would like to readdress the budget. So we can readdress the budget for, to compensate for
some of the
salary. And also I'd like to look at the budget and see if we can't look at the purchases of, we did a lot of bulk line item purchases before our new GM started, and I think we might want to look at maybe shifting some of those, at least looking at making some amendments to the budget.
And that's why your finance audit.
Anybody have anything else?
That's fine, I agree with that. I have a little thing, like I just mentioned, the car, you know. We need to put that on the agenda to talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, the car just sits there. They probably use it to go to the store or whatever, you know, but.
Well, it definitely needs to go on the agenda so we can discuss it with him.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. We bought it, too.
The Uber car and stuff.
Yeah, the meter we need.
Yeah. We can go back to Jensen's style and get a golf cart, right?
Yeah, let's get a golf cart. Easier to get in and out. Did you get that, Evelyn?
Yeah, I wrote car use for meter reading.
So. Management comments? Board member comments? Maybe I did that backwards. I'll get the hang of it. Okay. Future board, miscellaneous future board items, next board meeting date. San Antonio Passwater Regional Water Alliance meeting is Wednesday, September 28th. Community Action Committee meeting at the Community Center, Tuesday, October 11th, at 6 p.m.
You said you are not sure if it's going to be at the Community
Center. Yeah, and that's something I need to discuss with Victor when the meeting's over.
Okay. Finance and Audit Workshop, Tuesday, October 18th, at 5 p.m. Regular Board Meeting, Tuesday, October 18th, at 6 p.m. And Personnel Committee is TBD. We don't need a personnel
committee. Can I ask about the... For the budget thing, is that we want to see if Cindy will charge extra to come out here for the finance and audit committee first?
And maybe then stay. Yeah, if we put it on
we
the
need
agenda.
To
yeah, we can
talk about adjusting it, and then we can bring it up in the board.
Okay. Yeah. And then I need a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I second that motion.
Okay. Motion to adjourn made
by Director Morris, second by Director Tincher.
7:17.
Okay, thank you. 7:17, Director Brock.
Aye.
Director Davis.
Aye.
Director Tincher.
Aye.
Director Morris.
Aye.
And Director Wargo.
Aye.
On Tuesday, September
10th. Happy you too.